On other news, you heard in our news this morning, a teenager airlifted to hospital for treatment after a workplace accident in Sneem on a farm. The incident happened at a property in Sneem around 12:15 p.m. Gardaí Emergency Service attended the scene, and it's believed that the accident involved a tractor close to the main road between Sneem and Miles Gap. A male teenager brought by air ambulance to Cork University Hospital for treatment, and Gardaí said the Health and Safety Authority has been notified to start an investigation into that one. If you have a view on it, get in touch with us on the programme on 066 712 3666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300. No remarkable pictures, remarkable scenes from New York. Yesterday's deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro pleaded not guilty to drug trafficking and other charges at a defiant appearance in a New York court days after being snatched, kidnapped, captured, call it what you will, by US forces in a stunning raid in his home in Caracas. Maduro, 63 years of age, told a federal judge in Manhattan, "I'm innocent, I'm not guilty, I'm still the president of Venezuela. I'm the president of the Republic of Venezuela and I've been kidnapped here since the 3rd of January, Saturday," Mr. Maduro told the court, speaking in Spanish to an interpreter. "I was captured at my home in Caracas, Venezuela. But the man who ruled his country with an iron fist for more than 12 years got a sharp reminder of his fall when the judge told him to stick simply to stating his name." Mr. Maduro and his wife, Celia Flores, pleaded not guilty. The judge ordered both to remain behind bars and set a new hearing date of the 17th of March. Now, thousands of people marched through Caracas in support of Mr. Maduro as his former deputy, Delcy Rodriguez, was sworn in as interim president. And this had us thinking here on the programme yesterday that effectively the same regime is in place. It's just that it's a different character now running things, obviously under the direction of the United States. And Delcy Rodriguez has a very patchy past of her own, but effectively they did a secret deal. Reports in the Irish Independent yesterday reporting a secret deal was done with the vice president in order to give up the location of Maduro to allow the US Special Forces to capture him effectively so easily in the daring raid. There was inside information. And it reminded me of the scene of the 2006 movie Casino Royale. We're all waiting for a new James Bond movie for too much longer. But the first movie in the Daniel Craig James Bond era was Casino Royale. And on about halfway through the movie, the action moves to Montenegro, where this big card game is to take place with millions on the line and a Bond villain in play in relation to that. And James Bond meets his fixer in the area, his MI6 fixer, René Mathis. And have a listen to this scene. This is the scene, the first scene that René Mathis is in, and how it relates to exactly what the US have done in Venezuela.
Does he know we've been watching him?
The chief?
I don't think so. Probably because there's no we. Just me.
I'm afraid if you get into trouble here, the cavalry won't be coming over the nearest hill. The chief arrived yesterday and spent the time re-establishing all the relationships. The chief of police and he are now quite close. That's him, with a moustache, over my left shoulder.
Well, that could make life quite difficult.
Yeah, and quite possibly shorter.
He's not a very subtle man.
I thought about trying to buy services, but we frankly couldn't afford to outbid the chief. I hate to say it, but the accountants seem to be running MI6 these days. Not that I have anything against accountants. Many of them are lovely people. So I decided that it was cheaper to supply his deputy with evidence that we were bribing the chief. It's amazing what you can do with Photoshop these days, isn't it? I think your odds are improving, Mr. Bond.
I think your odds are improving, Mr. Bond. That's from Casino Royale 2006, and effectively it's what the US have done in Venezuela. Do a deal with the vice president to get rid of the president and then put, as the case is here, her in charge. I'm making a slight jest, but really it's deadly serious. And it is going down the lines of, you know, might is right, international law doesn't count. It's going down the lines of the script of a Bond movie, Bond villains etc., etc. That's where things are going at the moment. And you heard that yesterday from the concerns being expressed at the UN by several different countries, horrified at what's happened. If you have a view on it, get in touch with us on the programme. We'll see where it goes next. Colombia, Cuba and others will be talking about the European Union response just after 10 this morning on the programme with Ireland South MEP Sean Kelly. We'll get to that and more right now though. And on the way next, we're going to be talking about the €250,000 secured to purchase Chock Siamsa in this county. We'll get to that after we take these.
Kerry Today on Radio Kerry.
Brought to you in association with KWD Recycling, collecting waste and recycling at your door.
For the best prices on kitchen appliances this January, get to Sound Store. Best prices on washing machines, dryers, fridges, dishwashers and ovens. Best prices on top brands like Bosch, Whirlpool, Hotpoint and Miele. For the best prices on appliances this January, get to your nearest Sound Store or online at soundstore.ie.
Hi, Deirdre here from Mobility Genie Farm 4, wishing you all a happy new year and thank you for your continued support to our family business. Our fantastic showroom in Farnham 4 is open Monday to Friday only, 9:30 to 5:30. And our friendly team is always ready to guide you with over 35 years' experience in mobility retail. Call 066 712 0088 or visit mobilitygenie.ie. Remember, we're now in Farnham 4. Mobility Genie, how can we help?
For the cheapest prices in Ireland on quality carpets, laminates and beds, call to Factory Carpets at Woodlands Industrial Estate, Killarney and Rathas Tralee. They also have artificial grass at unbeatable prices and everything's in stock for delivery or collection. Cut out the middleman and come direct to the factory, where savings are always guaranteed. Check out their great offers on flooring and beds at factorycarpets.ie or call in to Woodlands Industrial Estate, Killarney and Rathas Tralee.
Do you want a chance to win daily prizes and support four great Kerry charities? Then you need to pick up a Radio Kerry Radio Bingo book for just €5 at your local participating store. If you live near Listowel, you can get your books in Amber Filling Station, O'Flynn Centre and Circle K, Garvey Super Value, Holly's Gala in Moyvan, or Stacks Londis and Foley's Gala in Lixnaw. Every time you play Radio Kerry Radio Bingo, you're supporting Kerry Hospice, Comfort for Chemo Kerry, Recovery Haven and Kerry Cancer Support Group. Best of luck.
Every weekday from 3, let Brendan Fuller steer you through your afternoon with great music and entertainment on Radio Kerry's Afternoon Show in association with Billy Nocton Volvo Tralee. Hop in for a show packed full of features, interviews, brand new music and plenty more to keep you entertained. The Afternoon Show on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Billy Nocton's Tralee, home to the Volvo Recharge range of pure electric and plug-in hybrid cars, designed for a better way to move through the world. Unlock electric at billynocton.ie.
Where Kerry talks, it's Kerry Today with Gerry O'Sullivan.
You can have your comments, views and opinions coming into us on the programme. Just a reminder that the N22 group bypass is closed in both directions due to a road traffic accident. One of our listeners has gotten in touch to say that road closed now due to ice at McCroom exit as well. That maybe perhaps suggesting perhaps maybe that ice might have been cause of the accident. We'll see what happens with regards to that. But either way, it's closed. And closed for some time. So we'll update you on it in relation to that. Listener gets in touch with us in the programme in relation to Venezuela and what's happened there. Venezuela, it's all about the oil and about the money from that oil to enrich Donald Trump and his extended family and political backers. Well, I suppose US oil companies were thrown out of there 20 years ago by Hugo Chavez. By the way, the new vice president, the new president of Venezuela, Delcy, she was chief of staff for Hugo Chavez and encouraged him to kick out American companies and oil companies around 20 years ago and put them on the track that they're on now. But look, there you go. Now she's in charge, but maybe not in charge. America's in charge now, but she's installed as a president, perhaps maybe a puppet president. Donald Trump should be in court, the most vile, disgraceful president the USA has ever had, says Tom in Tralee, upset this morning at those developments. If you have a view on it, get in touch with us on the programme on 066 712 3666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300. Now, meanwhile, closer to home,